Hey, we're back here on Devil Radio. Let's get local program here for you. A Dane by Local affiliated radio show here on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. However, we could not be here without our sponsors, so we thank them so much. Madison Water Utility, who still has that water toilet replacement rebate right now. If you change your toilet, whether you're a business, an apartment, or a home, residential home, you can change your toilet and get a $100 toilet rebate bill credit for going to an EPA WaterSense toilet. Man, what a great thing. Way to help you save water, help you save money, and help you be part of the solution here in our community for that resource, our most important resource, water. And then also SUPEC and Evolution Financial, sponsors of Let's Get Local and Double Radio. We certainly appreciate them. We have a great opportunity now. We're joined by Thad of Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, who has been just working his tail off here. He and the team have been doing such a great job getting the vaccine out to people, and I wanted to get an update, and luckily he could make the time. So Thad, thanks so much for joining us on the radio today to talk to us about what's going on with the vaccines and how everything's going with that effort in our community.
Great. Thanks for having me on today. Can you hear me all right?
I've got you, and I have to tell you, Thad, I got your email. I saw the timestamp on there, 2:32 a.m. was when you were able to respond. So how much sleep are you getting right now, and how much of an effort has this really been for your team?
Not enough sleep, and it's been an incredible effort for my team. A huge shout out to the University of Wisconsin School of Pharmacy and all of their pharmacy students. So without them, we would not be able to vaccinate as many people as we're vaccinating right now. We're out at the McKenzie Family Boys and Girls Club on Windsor Street in Sun Prairie today. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock, and we're vaccinating. They have a great system set up here where they queue people in their cars about a half mile down the street and then bring them in an organized fashion so we can keep socially distanced and vaccinate as many people as possible.
That's amazing. I saw you teaming up with Boys and Girls Club to get that done, and also the university, and I think that's so incredible. You've got the clinic today. You've got one next weekend, too, and the 24th. So the next three Saturdays, you're doing these outdoor clinics. How many people are you expecting to vaccinate with this three-weekend effort?
Sure, and so we are indoors here, we are expecting hopefully to vaccinate about 500 people each day.
Wow.
That's our goal. Our pharmacy itself at the end of today, we'll have vaccinated 2,000 people for the week this week.
Incredible. And I know so tell us a little bit more about how this came together to set up these Saturday clinics with the Boys and Girls Club in partnership with the university.
Sure. So the University of Wisconsin School of Pharmacy had come to me and asked if I could access vaccine for a program they wanted to put on with Boys and Girls Club. We were fortunate enough to acquire vaccine through the Federal Pharmacy Partners Program and our CPSN Wisconsin affiliates. And so we were able to acquire just over 1,200 doses and earmarked most of those for these events.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know you mentioned all of the other work you've been doing. The other thing I thought was incredible is you've been able to, as a local pharmacy, been able to really ramp up your effort and work with other businesses, too, to help some frontline workers. I know you did a partnership with Metcalfe's recently, too. Can you tell us about how you connected with Metcalfe's and what impact that made for that business?
Sure. A lot of these frontline workers, they're working. They don't have time to get in their car and go sit in a line somewhere to get a shot. And so we thought it's important to vaccinate them where they are. And so we were able to coordinate with several businesses and bring the shot clinic right there to work. A lot of times now that it's not restricted, a lot of the times the workplace is inviting worker families. And so we're seeing, husbands and wives, children, if they're old enough to get the vaccine, coming in. And a lot of times these individuals are, during their workday, they're coming in there. So they're being paid while they're in line. They're not having to take time off to get vaccinated. So it's great.
Wow. I just love how you're always thinking forward on how you can make the biggest impact in the community. And I know that's been your mission from the beginning. You guys have been vaccinating people right from the jump and helping out with so many efforts. Now, I want to get back to the upcoming clinics in a second, but I did want to ask you, so currently, what's people's best process if they're looking to sign up for vaccination or get a vaccination time with Fitchburg Family Pharmacy?
Sure. They can go to our website and get on our vaccination list. We have a list going on. Secondly, they can find a clinic like the one we're doing with Boys and Girls Club the next two Saturdays and get on that list, get an appointment there if there are available. And then just be vigilant and be patient. The vaccinators, like I've said since the beginning, the vaccinators of Wisconsin will continue to vaccinate until there's no more arms to stick. And I believe that. So be patient.
Yeah, I think that's important for everybody now. With it opening up that to everyone, 16 and older, how has that changed the process for you and just the influx of people coming in wanting to get vaccinated?
Well, it's eliminated the step where we had to verify your eligibility, which is minutes for each vaccination. So we like that time back. It gives us time to vaccinate more people. And then in terms of the age limits, I just want to be clear that if you're under 18, you can only receive the Pfizer vaccine. So 16 and up for Pfizer vaccine, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna are both 18 and up.
Is there any, since you're kind of in the know, is there anything on the horizon there relating to the other vaccinations and being approved for any studies right now that are promising, I should say, for younger people?
I believe that Pfizer has just applied for taking the age down to 11, if I'm correct. Don't quote me on that, but they're trying to get it lower, and it makes sense. They were the first vaccine to be approved, that they'd be the first one to go that route.
So there are things in the works, which is great to hear, because I know that's a lot of, concern for a lot of parents and people who want to get their kids back into school in the fall, but they want to get them vaccinated before that happens. So I know as long as you're around, Thad, we're feeling pretty comfortable that if it's able to be done, you'll get it done. So thanks so much to you and the team at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Whatagreatpharmacy.com is the website. Again, Boys and Girls Clubs, clinics here coming up the next two Saturdays, the 17th and the 24th. You can find out information online. Just search Boys and Girls Club and the awesome Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Thad, thanks for taking minutes today. Thanks for doing what you do and trying to keep our community a healthy place. We appreciate it.
All right. You take care, and thank you.
All right. That's Thad Schumacher of Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. What a great business. What a great company. And wonderful Dane by Local member for everything they're doing right now for our community. We really appreciate it. Man, can you imagine just the effort? I mean, 2:32 was when he sent the email back to me. So they're really running, but they're doing incredible stuff to try to get us through this thing faster, safer, healthier. Thanks to Thad and the team and all of our local pharmacies participating and everyone, including all the pharmacies across the board, clinics, everybody that's on board to get this thing to a better place where we can all be back to normal, hopefully, in the next few months. Take care of yourselves, Thad, and the team. We'll be back right after the break.